Game Boys.
Hey there, and welcome to another episode of the Game Boys podcast. My name is Lux, I'm your host, and with me as always, it's the next unlockable character for Super Smash Bros. Ultimate, it's Griffin Davis!
Yeah, all you need to do is fax your credit card information to Nintendo Entertainment, and in 6 to 8 business years, they'll get back to you with me!
Yeah, 6 to 8 business years, the classic measurement of time.
Love those guys.
How's it going?
I love how hard they make playing their games. It's not, you can't just buy the game. You have to fight for it.
Yeah, you have to earn it.
You have to earn it.
Games aren't for children. They're for warriors.
Mm. Speaking of warriors, happy Mother's Day.
Hey, happy Mother's Day to all the warriors. happy Mother's Day to all the warrior moms out there fighting to survive.
Trying to think of famous warrior moms, and I think video games really have a lot of them, you know. Samus is technically mom to that one alien.
Oh, yeah, sure. I guess.
Warrior mom.
Yeah.
Horizon Zero Dawn. I guess she's not a mom, but she could be.
Yeah, she's, you know, it's not impossible.
This is an incredible list. I've stalled at number 2.
I think is Peach Toad's mom, or am I just reading it wrong?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure, why not?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's just call that a yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, there are plenty of them. You all know the whole list. Everyone knows it. It's wide knowledge. You don't have to list it for you right now. That would be a waste of everyone's time. Instead, why don't we introduce our guest, Griffin? He's in your living room, so you do.
Okay, I'll do it. guys, he is kind of part of the original DNA and fabric of the Game Boys podcast. He was actually in a preliminary episode that y'all have never heard. Did we release it?
Oh, no. I guess this is the first regular episode that we're releasing with Golden. It's the third episode, but the first actual normal one.
That's what I'm saying. So there's a lot of genetic DNA. His fingerprints are all over this thing.
Unfortunately.
But this is, yeah, it's incriminating. He will go down, like the advisors go down before the president.
Yeah.
So. Isn't it the kind of thing if I have like a really political Facebook post, my mom calls me and tells me to take it down? I feel like she's going to call me and take this down. Yeah. I can't be associated with a.
He's my Michael bomb. Cohen. He's a very funny sketch comedian and my roommate. Welcome to Game Boys, Michael Goldenberg.
Hey guys, what's up? Third time's a charm. Actually, no, I was the official E3 expert last year.
Yeah, Don't look at me when you talk.
The two you've been released on are E3 and then obviously the classic Game Boys live speed run.
Oh, yes. I was Game Boogie.
Yeah.
Yes.
But now, a regular.
You reveal your identity. Okay.
No, I'm not Game Boogie.
A regular traditional episode from Michael Goldenberg.
I think you poured beer all over like live wires.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, really.
People were not happy with that. And then it was a show that was all podcasts, and there was another like actual podcast after us who apparently backstage told the hosts, who is that purple guy? And that was
incidentally my review of Avengers. Dude, that's Thanos.
That's literally Thanos. All right,
that's Thanos. Goldenberg,
here's a question on everybody's mind. What you playing right now?
I'm playing a lot of Cuphead.
Oh, shit, me too.
That game is all-time good.
It's so fun. The co-op is so good.
The co-op is a way harder. So I played it when it was just on Xbox. I went home for Thanksgiving and played it with my brother and just got my fucking ass kicked.
Mm-hmm.
It was brutal. I'm like, I'm never going to be able to play it.
What type of game is this for people who haven't played?
Cuphead, it's a 2D like platformer, I guess, but it's also all boss battles with a couple platforming levels.
Yeah, it's like a Contra-style side-scroller.
Yeah, unbelievably difficult.
Yeah.
But the big take, I think, and what makes it truly popular is that it looks like a Disney cartoon.
Yeah, it looks like a Fleischer Brothers type. Yeah, like a Fleischer Brothers, like Betty Boop, Popeye the Sailor Man, like Steamboat Willie style cartoon. And it's incredible to look at. Really hard. Like, just the visuals are really creative. Like, it feels not only like it looks like it, but like the way it's made and like the minds behind it feel like that type of stuff.
It's really coherent all the way through. It also, at least as far as I am, all the levels have been really hard, but they're all hard in a way where it's like you can see what you have to do. It's just that doing it is really hard, which is
it's like it's clear. Like when you mess up, it's very rarely like the game's fault.
Yeah, it's just really difficult to do the thing. But
which boss are you on right now?
I only recently started playing through it with actually former guest of the show, Danny mm-hmm. Ziegel. He and I have been playing it between PWR meetings, and we just finished the one with the two frogs on the boat.
Oh, yeah.
That one's fun. And then we did one other one after that. I can't remember who it was.
The flower, the lady's an airplane who turns into the moon.
Oh, no. No, it was, there were a couple of platforms. There was one other boss. Fuck, I don't remember. The one that was most memorable was the frog one. Because that took
the frog one's good.
I think it was like 2 hours to beat.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of good, I've been playing something good this week.
Oh,
Lux.
My God, Griffin, the segues are just getting truly outrageous.
I find any word. Speaking of the, my sentence starts with that. I was very upset last week.
Yes.
Because the guest brought on Destiny 1. So I had no choice but to reinstall Destiny 2.
I saw him do it.
And spend $40 on the expansion pack.
I saw him do it.
Oh, my God.
Worth it. It's great. I'm having a blast. And it's good. It's a healing process from that episode.
Yeah, you were pretty torn up that that Forrest and I felt so negatively about that game.
Yeah, mainly because his points were good, too. Like, he had, like, valid points.
No, so that's what's fucked up about Forrest, just generally, for anyone who wants to know, is that he's very smart and good at articulating his very depressing takes on literally everything. So it's a bummer because he's pretty persuasive about why literally anything you like is bad. It's tough to be around sometimes, but also enlightening.
Yeah, I'll never talk about Kingdom Hearts with him.
Oh, no, he loves Kingdom Hearts. That's fucked up. Okay. He was very, it's horrible.
Okay, so he's still on the right side of history. Lux, so you've been playing Cuphead? Anything
I've been playing
else?
Cuphead. I also got Dragon's Dogma for the Switch.
Hmm.
People love that game.
Yeah, people love
it. People love that one.
I've only been able to play a little bit of it because it's like, it's one of those games where I want to sit down with it for like 5-6 hours at a time, and I do not have a 5-6 hour chunk anywhere in my near future. But it's fun. It's cool. I've made a little anime guy. I made my avatar as anime looking as I could, running around, finding scripture, looking for swords, you know, good old RPG stuff. It's fun. I think it's going to be sweet. People seem to love it. And it's, the story seems cool and the world is cool. And the, like, you know, just the details are nice. The dialogue is fun. I'm just not far enough in it to be able to be like, this game whips ass. Totally. It is cool that there's like a boss fight mechanic where like you can grab onto bigger things than you and try to fight them from like hanging onto them at their back.
I love a hot recommend from like an hour in. Like, those are my kind of recommends.
Yeah, I can't.
So, like, I just played the tutorial. You got to buy this game.
The tutorial. Well, look, if that were true, then I'd tell everyone to buy Vermintide because the tutorial for Vermintide is great. But the rest of it is
better than the opposite. I remember when Assassin's Creed 3 came out, people were like, you got to get through the first 7 hours. Yeah. And it gets good.
Yeah. Yeah. I like the
fuck
dad.
Off.
I like the dad stuff in that one. But I hate the main character. Anyways, we should get to the mess that our guest has brought this week for Miserable May. This game is going to be a true contender, I think, guys.
Yes.
This is one I'm very excited about. But before we talk about it, we should hear a little bit of history about this game. Appaloosa Interactive was a video game development company founded in the early 1980s of Hungary. Over the next 2 decades, they would make over 150 video games and spread to branches in the United States, but in the early 2000s, the company began to run out of money. It seemed the good times had run out, but before they shut down in 2006, they had one final opus to release. The game was based on the popular Steven Spielberg film Jaws, 30 years after the events of the film, this time putting you in the perspective of the titular underwater killer. In the game, the player would decide how best to eat the population of Amity Island, without being killed by fishermen or dying from hunger. It released to mixed reviews, with heavy complaints about the camera problems and a litany of game-breaking glitches. Despite the negative press, the game's title was enough to sell over 250,000 copies, earning it GameStop's Worst Game Everyone Played of 2006 award. This week on Game Boys, we're taking a big ol' bite out of Jaws Unleashed. Splash.
That's the explosion. Splash. That's me doing the explosion from Jaws 3.
Wow.
Boy. I want to say something up top. So last episode, I did this big spiel about how games can be bad in different ways, and there are different kinds of badness. I was right, but I will say this. I underplayed how bad the kind of badness that this game has can be. I made it sound like Destiny's kind of badness was equivalent to this, which I thought was true at the time.
No.
It is not. Destiny is bad in like an existential way, and that sucks. This is bad 100% all the way in every
eating
sense.
Glass way.
Yeah, this game just beats you to death with its failures and it never stops.
It makes you nauseous to play.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's like truly, it's sickening.
All right. So yeah, what's a good place to start? Should we start with the camera? Because the camera's a real problem.
I think we should start with the story of this game.
Story.
And like, because it puts you in the shoes of the shark, right?
Mm-hmm.
known shoe wearer.
And it's the same old story old as time. There's still a mayor and he's still like, keep the beaches open. Mm-hmm. And you are just supposed to kind of wreak havoc on this open world in quotes, like shitty open world that has like main quests and side quests.
A lot of tutorials. We'll stop the game and tell you a tutorial.
Yeah. Yeah, the tutorials are awful and do not help that much. But yeah, so the narrative basically is that you just terrorize this island. It takes you to all sorts of crazy places. Like it puts you like in a science lab at one point and you have to like get the keys from the scientists to open the door.
And all the scientists are on these walkways. You have to jump out and like it becomes a stealth game.
Yeah.
It's like you're a shark and it's a stealth game. We never got past that level when we had. All I knew of it was just misery. Yeah. And I actually didn't buy it. My little brother is like a big like scuba diver and like the outdoors and was a huge like Jaws fan, loved sharks in particular.
Yes.
Like had like pictures of sharks on his wall and shit. And
I never had one animal, like some like a horse girl or something.
No, he's a shark boy. Shark boy is the equivalent of a horse.
Oh yeah, and there's also Lava Girl.
Yeah. There's Lava Girl and Shark Boy. Yeah. Oh, that's good. Maybe this podcast is turning around.
No.
Minute 22, turning around. Everyone definitely stuck through. Everyone said, I'm waiting.
But, so he got the game. He was so excited. And we turned it on and watching him play it. It's like, you know, in Walk the Line when Johnny Cash's brother like dies by table saw. Mm-hmm. It was the closest thing I'll ever have to that.
Yeah.
Just watching part of my brother just die playing this game.
Well, because, okay, there are.
And your brother's dead now, right?
He died shortly after that from a separate issue.
Separate shark attack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so there are two.
Did he have science keys?
There are two Mondo mechanic problems with this.
Sure. So we got to ask that question that we always ask. How do them sticks feel?
Yeah, sure. Michael, how do them sticks feel?
Bad.
Yeah.
Good.
Every answer would just be, this podcast should be 5 minutes long. Every answer just bad.
It's not a yes or no. It's an exploration, well, just like the shark.
Let's get into some mechanical details of why it's so bad. There are two big old beefy problems with this game. One, I've already alluded to, is the camera. And by camera, I mean the absolute tiny sliver of work put in to make the camera anything at all. Because this game does something that I find thoroughly objectionable, which is has three camera modes, none of which have any thought put into them. There is a first person that is not a wide enough angle and is very confusing. There is a free camera, which is unusable in the three-dimensional space of underwater. And there is a locked camera that clearly has zero consideration for where you would be when you switch to the screen it locks on.
I think each one is attempting to make you more and more nauseous.
Right.
They're like,
are all like gross motion sickness causers. It's impossible to tell where you're going.
I remember the locked camera being like the worst nausea wise of all of them.
Well, because you're supposed to be able to lock on to things, but it only works some of the time. It's like that poorly made.
Well, that's in the free camera. In the lock camera, it's like God of War.
Right.
Yeah, we just move pretty much side to side virtually and up and down.
Yeah.
And that's it.
But it, instead of like God of War uses that lock thing to like create tableaus and cool images and like give you hints at directions and puzzle, this one just like shows you a chunk of the ocean and is like, here it is.
And man, that ocean looks good.
It doesn't. and we can get to that. But the other almost worst problem is a plague of invisible polygons littering every level, such that you will just be swimming around like a shark and then you can't move.
I don't know. Isn't that kind of like a shark's life, though? Just like, you know, weird things happening to you. You can't explain.
Yeah, I mean, sharks never stop swimming. When sharks sleep, they're swimming.
Yeah, no, I think it's the opposite of a shark's life. I don't think they ever really stop. Yeah,
it's not true to life. They didn't even do the simplest little research on sharks.
Yeah, they thought sharks took indefinite breaks, which is just simply not the way it is. And it's just, it's infuriating because it's a game about swimming around and doing shit, but you can't see anything, and sometimes you can't swim anywhere.
No, yeah, this shark that you're playing is the worst shopping cart at the grocery store. It's the one that's missing a wheel, and the other wheel is stuck, and it's like the handle is like slicked with urine.
Jesus Christ!
Yeah, it does feel like it tastes like urine.
Yeah, it does.
It's the game. I get the taste of urine in my mouth when I play it.
Yeah, you got to stop licking that.
Well, what's also baffling to me is how just nothing it is. The game is nothing.
Yeah.
It's like if you turned on like the original Super Mario and you just ran along and there weren't really enemies and it never really ended. You just kind of ran along a brick path. That's it. You just swim. There's no story. You like eat scuba divers and it takes you a full minute to munch on them.
Well, hey, there is a small story because my favorite part of the story is that eventually there is this like shark bounty hunter that's like sent to go after you and he captures you and he puts you in the Amity Island version of SeaWorld, which is
classic Jaws 3 plot.
Is that what happens in Jaws 3?
Jaws 3 is about Jaws attacking SeaWorld.
That probably is incredible.
It's
now.
Good. It's good. Nah. People like rag on it. It's a fun.
Bad movie.
It's a bad movie, but like it's fun. It's like young Dennis Quaid when he was like literally on. I'm pretty sure he didn't sleep the whole.
Yeah, he's production wild in that movie. He is truly on one.
Oh, my man Quaid. I've made Dennis Quaid multiple margaritas in Austin.
Wow. What a
world.
That's
my claim to fame.
but yeah, no, you're right. There's like some hint of a story, but this actually, the stuff you're talking about.
Randy Quaid has made me a couple margaritas.
Oh, no. Fucking.
Whoa.
That's not true.
Maybe you should be hosting this podcast.
Like, between the stealth level that you mentioned earlier, Goldenberg, and also the stuff you're talking about, Griffin, speaks to one of the big problems of this game, which is that this game doesn't even know what kind of game it wants to be.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't have, like, a coherent ethos of, oh, it's a fun, like, XYZ kind of game. It's sometimes it's trying to be a stealth game. Sometimes it's an open world murder game. Sometimes it's, like, these linear RPG type quests. And it just, like, has no coherent design to it at all.
Yeah, and for, like, all the attempts at saying there's, like, different types of missions, you do the same exact thing in each one that there's just like there's barely like anything to do in them. Like, it's so repetitive. Like, at the end of the day,
it feels like when they come out with new consoles and they'll have like a demo that's just, hey, look at what this console can do, and you just kind of run around and do something. That's what it feels like. It feels like a very, very base thing. Hey, we got this shark to technically work. Let's just put it out. Call it Jaws.
To me, it feels like that's what they would show like the designers when they're building the console. Like, it's just like something they were testing in their labs, like not like something they are like a presentation.
Yeah,
this just looks bad. Like, there's PS2 games that look much better in 2006.
There are better than this PS2 games. There are better design.
It came out the year of Gears of War. It was the same year as
Are
this.
You serious?
Gears of War 1 came out in 2006.
Are you fucking serious? Oh my god.
No, that's extremely true. And
like, I know that money and studios work differently, but like, that's still not okay.
No, I mean, this game is like a tragic failure. Like, it's the thing about this game that is truly sort of mind-bogglingly terrible is that like a game where you're a shark eating people should be fucking sweet and very straightforward. It's like a great premise. Like, there are things, you eat them. There are bigger things, you eat those. There are things that can hurt you, you dodge those, need other stuff. Easy peas, you got a game, baby. And this, like, just don't feel like a shark. You don't feel particularly dangerous or cool.
Like, I don't feel like a shark.
Well, you do.
People try to harpoon you. Like, if fish just swim into you, you take damage.
Yeah, you take damage from fish collisions. You get stuck on invisible polygons. Like, at no point do you feel like
every minute's pain.
Super destructive king of the ocean like Bruce the shark. You're like,
well, that's kind of one thing I wanted to talk about with like the feeling of this game is just like chaotic and like kind of just like weird and sad almost. It's like it could be a fun game if it was played up a little more cartoony or like there was like a little bit more of like fun music or presentation, but instead it's just like you're just kind of like dragging bodies around and they're screaming and like it's just kind of like nails on a chalkboard. Like, the sound of this game is fucking awful.
I think the music is like one cello just like scratching it with like long nails having cut. That's what it sounds like.
It's just like a brutal experience. Like, no one who could have played this game for more than 5 minutes like could ignore the fact that it's like a torture. Like, it's just fundamentally painful to experience for more than 5 minutes.
I'm pretty confident they didn't even get the rights for the Jaws.
Because it could be cool to be a fucking dank ass big boy swimming through the ocean, like with some cool music, some like fun visuals, and just like more fun, more comical vibe. Instead, it's just this kind of like shitty, awful, poorly designed realism.
Yeah, it should have been Rampage.
Yeah,
yeah.
Totally should have been a Rampage type game. The desire to make this game open world is so crazy, particularly because like it can't be open world because you can't go on the ground. Like, there's an inherent limiter to where you can go that is so huge.
But That's where I disagree, Lux, because many times I did go on the ground. There are so many glitches in this game that accidentally put you on the ground.
When you jump out of the water to steal access keys, you use an access key to open a sci-fi door.
Yeah. Right. I mean, there's like those.
You can end up on the ground. Yeah.
Weird moments where you interact with things on the ground. But like in general, like if you look at the map, there's like a huge inaccessible swath because you can't go like.
You're right. It is the normal type of map where like the land takes up most of the middle. So it is funny that
it can't be open world in the way that like we think about an open world game. There's just not enough stuff or variety of locations because you're just fucking in the ocean around this place. I mean, there's like variety of locations like, that sometimes the water is in a theme park or like in a science lab.
Right.
But for the most part, it's pretty much always the same. And so like the drive to make this an open world game just like makes it a nonsense game, and it sucks. It's not fun to play, and it's enraging. I mean, look, I played on an emulator today for like an hour, so like who knows how good it is. I watched a bunch of videos and shit, but who knows how like good the sticks feel on like the real like on purpose program. But like good god, it sucks.
No, you have to like stop to turn, like it's like a weird broken shopping cart. It's just like they can't have shipped this game and been like, we did it. Like, I feel like it's like intentionally supposed to be like painful. Like they've tried to fix it in the second one that came out for the Wii.
There's a second one.
Yeah. It came out for the Wii.
What's it called?
It's like Jaws Major Unleashed or something.
Jaws Unleashed, then leashed again. But guess what? He's unleashed now. He got away.
Jaws, we're out of leashes.
I know the first problem. Title's too long.
Jaws Unleashed, starring Jet Li.
But it's just like fundamentally, I hate when a game doesn't know if it wants to be like silly or real, and then just like finds a middle ground, and it's like really boring. And it's just like so boring that it's like hard to even talk about because I could only watch it in tiny chunks, to be honest with you.
Yeah, listeners, don't watch it.
Yeah.
It's just painful. It's just going to make you angry. And the reason, the big reason too is that I wanted to bring it on is it's such a pivotal moment in my gaming life. Sitting there watching my brother try to convince himself that this is good as he's trying to steal access keys as a shark. And he, you know, back then, what were games like $50 back then?
Yeah, it'd be 50.
We were kids. So we spent 50, it was like birthday dollars or whatever the fuck he got it, on Jaws Unleashed.
Yeah.
And he's sitting there trying to convince himself. It's like a guy in 2008 who bought a house he couldn't afford.
Sure.
Like, I it's going to work. It's going to work. The family's going to be fine. We're going to have a fun shark adventures. And it's just, buddy, you have to live in your van for a while and just swallow this. It was brutal.
It's extremely rough.
Everyone who's played like, it is now homeless.
Yes.
It's like
you sell your home because nothing matters anymore.
Yeah. It's like it's frustrating.
You see it into a different dimension.
Yeah.
As long as you don't join a union, man.
It's frustrating, particularly in the sense of like I said before, like it's alluring. Like being a shark should be cool, and there's nothing cool in this entire game. Like, that's insane to me. Like, there are parts where you can jump out of the water and eat guys off boats, and it sucks.
Yeah, it seems like every element should be fun, and like quizzically it's not.
Yeah, it's shocking.
Yeah, there's a good press for like an arcade game where like you like swim and like chase fish and stuff, and maybe like hunt scuba divers, and their plan is, oh, let's have him attack scientists and open doors, and in the meantime he'll just swim around and try to eat fish, but doesn't really have to that often. There's nothing in the water else. You collect license plates because in the movie Jaws, they cut a license plate out of a shark that's specifically not Jaws. So it doesn't even make sense. I honestly don't think they watched Jaws.
They did a quick wiki of it.
Yeah. Okay. So put a shark on.
That is a funny contradiction. Like, no, that's the Jaws didn't like license plates.
Yeah. No, there's all these things about the game that like don't adhere to like Jaws continuity in any meaningful way. And it sucks.
Is there a character that screams at you, smile, you son of a bitch? And like, because there should be.
I don't believe there is. I'm not even sure anyone even asks for a bigger boat.
Wow.
a huge error if ever there was one.
Yeah. You don't even go to a beach, I don't think. You don't like attack people on a beach. That's like, no, you do.
You do. You just didn't make it that far.
I didn't make it that far. No, we only made it past the first level and then we had to recoup our losses.
No, yeah. Oddly, it starts you out in a very strange level.
Yeah. Well, and this is the thing is like, look, I understand the design instinct of like Jaws is an unkillable master shark. We have to find ways to make it harder to be Jaws. But like, here's the secret. You fucking don't, dude. You can be Jaws, the unkillable shark monster, and the levels can still be like difficult to navigate or like challenging with puzzles and shit. But like nerfing Jaws is such a huge fucking mistake because the whole point of playing the Jaws game is to feel like an unkillable prehistoric death machine, which at no point in the game do you ever feel like, because you have to stop to turn and you get hurt by running into a flounder and you can just get caught by a guy.
Right. And you're speaking to the ultimate thing. It's like we have almost a lack of things to say in this review simply because there's a lack of game there. It's like they made the moves and the actions, but there's just like fundamentally this like major thing missing. It's like the difference between like a human and a mannequin.
Right. Like even. Well, no. OK, actually, this is a good point of comparison to Superman 64. We talked about this with Superman 64, right? About how what made it so bad wasn't just that it was impossible to control and it was hard to see and everything looked like shit. It was bad because, like, why is Superman collecting rings?
Yeah. Unlike a canon level.
The choices are completely baffling.
Yeah. And the same is true with this Jaws game. Like, why is Jaws doing any of this stuff? Why am I supposed to feel like Jaws when I'm like, trying to escape from a theme park?
Or like Sonic 06, that first level no one can beat where he's like in Berlin or something. He's in some like stone building city. It's like, why is Sonic doing any of this?
Yeah.
Why is Jaws just killing random people like in a science lab and not a beach? It truly made me an anti-capitalist.
Here's how you make a fucking Jaws game. Tutorial mission. It's the opening scene from the Jaws movie.
Yeah.
And you have to just get one person and then you have to like stealth hide from the boyfriend or whatever. Like make it fun, make it silly.
Like the levels could just be like the big levels are just like your Jaws and each level you have to get your fear meter to a certain point by like killing people and not getting caught or whatever. And like you go to different beaches and different places to do that. And that's the game. And that could be the whole game. And it would fucking whip ass.
Or just go full dumb. Maybe like, Each movie was a new shark, so maybe those were all like a shark family, and now you're like the matriarch of that shark family coming back to Amity for revenge.
Any kind of story would have been nice.
Anything. Because that's in Jaws the Revenge, the fourth Jaws movie. It's heavily insinuated that the shark is getting revenge on Chief Brody's family.
Hell yeah. Now that is incredible. That movie's
truly insane.
And you should do something like that. I mean, it's a video game about Jaws.
Let's go back in time and save the 2006 production.
I think we just go back to 1976 and tell Steven Spielberg not to make
show
Jaws.
Show them what a video game it becomes.
That'll fix and then it.
Just wipe Jaws. Dump it.
No, yeah.
Steven, look, the movie's great, but look what it yields. Look what we end up with. Like, you have to stop this.
Oh, yeah. Dude, if you showed Spielberg this game, he'd just kill himself right in front of you.
Yeah. Which is,
but that's a good place for us to leave off because we're going to go to a commercial break and we'll be back with our final thoughts and where this falls into the miserable May marathon.
Nice. Hey, Griffin.
Ah,
sorry, I didn't mean to scare you. I know you're always cowering in your constant fear of sharks, but trust me, I'm a land guy.
Oh, God. Well, I mean, maybe I'm scared because I'm always swimming. You're on there on land, so you're one to talk.
Well, here, I thought of a way that could make you a little bit less afraid of sharks.
Okay.
You know how you usually think of sharks as big, fast, scary, intimidating death dealers, right? That's what you're scared of.
Yeah, Satan himself in land.
Well, what if a shark just sometimes crashed into stuff and couldn't move that well? And what sometimes just gets stuck? Wouldn't you feel safer?
Are you talking about some sort of impotent shark that basically would never make me be scared of anything ever again?
Yeah, I'm talking about sort of a shark with all the danger and interesting shark stuff taken out.
Sort of like the kind of shark that I could just like kick once and it would like fold in on itself?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Hmm.
You know, wouldn't it be nice if you could imagine a world with those kind of sharks?
Yeah, it'd be really nice to escape because these real sharks are fucking murderous.
Well, now you can with Jaws Unleashed for the Xbox, a game about a fucking useless shark.
Do we have the maker of the game here?
Actually, we do.
Hello, it's me, the maker of Jaws Unleashed.
Wow.
He loves cigars almost as much as he loves Jaws, or hates Jaws.
I think you should buy the game. Because it'll teach you to go outside.
Because you'll never play video games again.
You'll never play a game again. You'll never look at a TV again.
Right, wasn't this game originally meant to help people who are scared of sharks realize that they're all just huge cowards?
The original idea for the game was, what if one day, three young men would sit around and complain about it, and it brings them together, and one of them gets to try out a new voice he's working on.
Wow, that is the dream.
Yeah.
So go to, I don't know what, but put the code, promo code GAMEBOYS in. You'll get the game, you'll go outside, and you won't be scared of the sharks no more.
Griffin's brave now. Welcome back to the Game Boys Podcast. My name is still Lux. Your co-host is still Griffin Davis, and your guest is still Michael Goldenberg, and we are still talking about Jaws Unleashed. This is a part of the show where we rate that game, boys, girls, and friends beyond the binary. That's where we go around in a quick little circle, starting with our guest, that's you, Michael, and giving our final thoughts and a rating. And this month, we're doing a special rating, a scale of 1 to 5 rage quits, 1 being the least rage-inducing, 5 being the most. So the worse a game is, the more points it gets.
Okay, so it's the opposite of the joystick system.
Yes.
I think in many ways this game has had a larger effect on me personally than any other game ever. It's so burned in my memory. In that sense, I gotta only give it 1.
Whoa.
It truly taught me to save money. It truly taught me to not get excited. It truly taught me that you can't trust brands. Get
excited. That just means it broke you.
It taught me that nothing is good.
Yeah, you were, before Jaws Unleashed, you were just a little bird, and now you're a phoenix.
There's no reason to smile anymore ever since 2006.
Oh. I do respect like a learned wariness for games, and kind of like being able to see through advertising for like what the shitty ones.
Oh, truly. That's not even a joke. It truly, I was like, you cannot trust a branded thing. Like, I would buy like a Punisher video game because I loved the Punisher when I was like an edgelord middle schooler.
Yeah.
And now it's just like, anytime I see a brand, I'm like weary now.
It's usually not from a AAA studio, except for new cases like Insomniac Spider-Man.
Yeah, but when you're young, you don't know the difference. So it really taught, like, that's truly, it taught me that. So I got to only give it 1. I'm sorry.
All right. This one is like up there. I mean, what have we done so far, Lux, for the other two? What have the other two gotten?
Destiny and Sneak King.
So I gave Destiny a
1. You got a 1, and then I got a 4.5 for me and a 4 from Forrest. That's a 9.5.
And then the Sneak King, Sneak King, I would gave like a 3 or 4.
All fives.
Oh, I thought I gave like a 3.5.
Maybe you gave it 3.5. I think I gave it a 4 or 4.5, and I think that Frank gave it a 5.
So obviously Superman 64 is kind of the pinnacle, the bar, the hero, or I guess anti-hero we all strive to reach with this month, you know. But I've been thinking, just comparing our contestants so far, and it really sucks that Destiny's in there because it's not even like part of the argument.
It is.
But Sneak King is fundamentally more fun to play than this game. It's like less of a sensory torture experience, where it's like when I play Jaws Unleashed, I get a headache, I get dizzy. My feet sweat.
It's bad for your health.
I lose my hair. It's probably bad for pregnant mothers. I should mention that #Hashtag Mother's Day for all the mothers listening.
Hey, Mom.
And for that, I'm going to give it 4 out of 5 rage quits.
You guys are going so easy on this game. It's insane.
That's almost 5.
I know, which is 1 too few. You fucking.
I think it's truly the Ozymandias of video games.
Oh, yeah.
It fucks everything up so we can all, like,
is that how you say that guy's name?
Look upon its works, ye mighty, and despair. It's trash.
Yeah.
It's garbage. It's the worst. Here are a couple of reasons why it's absolutely a 5 out of 5 rage quits game. It's impossible to play a game where you could get stuck at any moment on a thing you can't see. 2, it's bad to play a game where you can't see anything. 3, it's literally more immersive to pretend to be the Burger King handing out hamburgers to strangers at a logging company than it is to pretend to be a shark in this game. This is maybe, I'm not sure if it's worse than Superman 64. It really might be. It's on the same level. It's 5 out of 5 rage quits. I hate this game so so much.
No, you convinced me. You're right. I'm giving it 5.2.
It's broken in every way it can be broken.
You're right. I don't know what I was holding back. I guess the only reason I gave it a 4 was because I thought something might be on the horizon to top it. But no, this stands shoulder to shoulder with Superman 64.
It's actually something you said, Griffin, that made me think this was a definite 5, which is that the worst thing that could battle game design is if a level is fundamentally broken.
Uh-huh.
Like if there's nothing you can do to beat the level, right?
Uh-huh.
And that's all fucking over this game. Like you'll get stuck and then there's no way you can get to the next place because this random floating polygon that auto-generated, or like it'll randomly generate an NPC you need outside of your leaping range or shit like that. Like it becomes unplayable at a certain point. It's the worst. It's unbelievable how bad this game is.
You know, I think this game knew that the planet was going to die like 30 years after it came out. So it's trying to get us to go outside and enjoy it as much as possible. Therefore, sticking with my 1.
You know, yeah, I respect your take, Goldenberg, but I cannot disagree more.
It's true. This game, he has been turned into the reek of this game for sure. that was great. Thank you for bringing it on for Miserable May. It may take the cup.
It's up there for sure. And that means now that we've gone over all that bullshit and I've vented some tangible rage out, it's time for everyone's favorite segment, Mentally Out of Segments. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the segment segment. This is the segment where Griffin and I present our guests with segments of our own creation. We play these dumb little games we invented. Griffin, what's your segment this week?
That's part of the show. As a listener, this is my favorite part.
Here we go, guys. Welcome back to the video game news segment, Toxic or Toxic. That's okay. Right. I'm going to say video game news things that happened this week, and you're going to tell me if you feel from the gut, instinctually, if it's toxic, as in toxic gamer culture, bad, incel, evil, nasty stuff, or if it's toxic, like the Britney Spears song, which is a slap and a banger and the voice of any generation. All right, now I'm going to say these real quick, and you're just going to go from the gut. Okay. Delta Airlines under fire for telling people to buy a video game system instead of joining a union.
Toxic, as in bad.
Okay. Yeah, I'm giving it toxic, too.
Not because of the anti-union, because Delta Airlines is so truly horrible.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, bad, toxic, because it's anti-union. Are you fucking serious?
Yeah. But a PS4 Pro will make you happier than a family. Topic number 2. Today is Goku Day in Japan.
Toxic. No Goku. Down on Goku.
Whoa, I'm saying doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Goku's a mainstay.
Goku whips ass.
Fortnite's virtual clothes have become a status symbol in middle school, causing kids to be bullied for having cheap Fortnite clothes.
Bad toxic. Bennington loves Fortnite, and Bennington's the most toxic thing I know.
Bad toxic for literally I was going to make the same joke.
Yeah. Yeah, I also say toxic because we should just be bullying people IRL, in my opinion.
Yeah, I'm actually all for bullying. That actually made me almost do it, Britney Spears.
H&M's Pokemon collaboration expands with new Detective Pikachu styles.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I'm saying do-do-do-do-do.
I'll just do-do-do-do-do.
Yeah,
it's fun. If you want to wear Pokemon clothes, wear Pokemon clothes. Who cares? This isn't Fortnite. No one's going to beat you up about your clothes.
And last but not least, the game Fallout 76 allows you to eat other people's bodies online. For a year now, EATT has functioned as a haven for people who crave flesh and prefer to play as digital cannibals.
Do-do-do-do-do.
Yeah, I mean, get your boar out, I guess.
Yeah, I'm saying, yeah, if you're gonna eat people in real life, do it in a game instead.
Yeah, as a liberal, I can't tell you how to live your life.
And as a neoliberal, I say eat whoever you can.
Mm-hmm. All right, that's that.
I was a little disappointed I didn't get a talking tail.
Sorry. Is that that's old.
Yeah, that's an old one. I was thinking
stop
about
stop looking at me.
My
and then stop yelling immediately when I correct you.
My little brother, the same brother from Jaws Unleashed, has been talking to me about getting Undertale lately and playing it.
That's great on the Switch.
Yeah, I get it. It's great.
So maybe you can finally recover.
Okay. Now everyone's favorite game about Analingus. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It's another round of Do They Eat Ass? Sorry, ladies and gentlemen and friends, not a binary. This is a game where you guys decide whether it's through collaborative conversation or combative conflict, whether or not a list of 3 characters do or do not eat ass. And this week we are doing obviously sharks. The sharks that we're going to be discussing are Jaws, Jabberjaw, and of course the Meg.
Whoa, is Jabberjaw the villain in the dolphin movie?
No, Jabberjaw's the cartoon shark who solves mysteries.
Oh.
And plays drums in a band.
Okay.
So we're going out that order as usual. So Jabberjaw, does Jabberjaw eat ass?
I gotta look him up.
Yeah, who's Jabberjaw one more time? Remind
He's
me.
He's a cartoon shark. He plays in a band. He's from
this guy specifically eats ass, does not get his ass eaten.
That's hard agree. I hard agree on that one.
Sounds like a drummer and sounds like the classic nervous shark behavior.
Yeah, I fully agree. It seems like he's constantly getting chumped.
I think he's really proud. He's like a nice guy shark. I think he's really proud that he eats ass and doesn't ask for anything in return.
Probably is a little bit of that, a little white knight of a shark. And what? Okay, so now let's move on to.
He's voting for Warren.
Now let's move on to Jaws. Does Jaws eat ass?
I'm going to go yes. And you go Jaws eats ass. I think Jaws is just a straight up fuck freak.
I think Jaws 1, no. I think Jaws 2 through 100, absolutely.
Now why?
I think every Jaws.
Now why is that, Griffin?
Because you can't go on that many adventures without becoming a more open and culturally worldly person.
So you think that the humans hunting Jaws and trying to kill him over time has opened his mind to all kinds of weird sex choices?
I think he's traveled the world. I think he's met lots of people. That can't not help.
Now, all right, fair enough. I'm sort of more on board with Goldenberg's reasoning, which is that Jaws is a fuck freak, but either way, we all end up the same place, and that's what matters. Finally, the end, the last one, The Meg. Does The Meg eat ass?
Oh, shit. I haven't seen this movie
yet. I'm pretty sure, Jason Statham has a rider in all his movies where every single person involved must eat ass. So I gotta say, Meg eats ass.
What makes you say that? That is an interesting claim you've just made, Goldenberg.
The most ass-eating movie I've ever seen two movies are Crank and Crank 2.
Oh, and, yeah, absolutely.
I think ever since then, Jason Statham is eat ass or...
Go home.
Or cut grass.
Nice, that was better.
Don't work in the movies.
Yeah, Crank is truly incredible.
Crank is the analingus of movies.
It kind of is.
Yeah. You know what? I'll take it. I think you're right. All sharks eat ass is what we've learned here today, ladies and gentlemen and friends beyond the binary. And that is going to do it for our show. Michael, you've been a fucking rad guest as per usual. Where can the people find more of you? Because I know they will want to do that.
I'm technically on Twitter and Instagram. Instagram is mgoldenberg666. Twitter, I think it's the same thing. I'm on a sketch team called Very Famous, fourth Sunday of every month. I don't think you'll want to see more of me after this episode, but that's where you can find me. That's about it. I'm pretty much a big loser.
Fair enough.
I'd like to, I'd like to agree with that statement. And then also I'd like to plug today, my mom. She's great. She's really cool and she's better than all your moms. If you're a mom listening, my mom is better than your mom.
Okay. I guess I'll do the actual business. You follow the show at Game Boys Pod on Instagram. You can go leave reviews and ratings on iTunes. Again, we've gotten two new ratings, but not reviews. Please just take the 5 seconds to write down some words. It helps with the search algorithm, makes a big difference. And I will read it on the show. If you're already going there to add the 5 stars, just write literally any words down. Like, it can be anything. Don't you have thoughts? I bet you do. Anyways, you can find us at Game Boys Pod on Instagram. You can find Game Boys Pod on Facebook. You can also find my shit at Wisecrack or Not Even a Show or Party World Wrestling on Facebook. Things are going to start going up for that very soon, so stay tuned. Before I go, shouts out to St. Barbara Atkin, you're the best mom in the world. That'll do it for the show. My name is Lux. I'm your host. Your co-host is Griffin Davis. Your guest is Michael Goldenberg. Your editor and producer is Haley Clement. Your intern actual music is by Matthew Morton. Your art is by Brittany Metz. Goodbye, internet. We love you very much.
Jaws Unleashed.